Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I'm welcome to this call. It's National Business Builder Call. This has been my regimen since I started in Ambit Energy nine plus years ago. And this call sets my week up for the rest of the week. My planning starts with a Sunday call. So I'm really honored today that Brian had asked me to come in and host this call. And I want to offer you a great big welcome from Missouri. I'm calling in from Missouri, west of St. Louis a little bit, non-deregulated state, and this is Maksud Mir, National Consultant in Ambit Energy. So guys, I'm excited that you decided to jump on the call because this call can, on a regular basis, if you listen to the call, that it can shape your career in Ambit Energy. So today, we want to elaborate on a subject that has been a cornerstone of my success in my business, and in the last 9 years, I attribute it to the major part of the success that I've had in Ambit Energy to this subject. So tonight, we're going to be talking about building leadership. So building leadership in both you and others. So Ambit Energy, like any other network marketing company, is a leadership development organization with a compensation plan attached to that. You've heard that from many, many leaders, I'm sure. And everyone here that's on this call has a desire to be a leader. If you are not, you would not be in this call tonight on a Sunday night, guys. So how many of you would agree with me that just you becoming a leader is not enough if you want to make this business a success? So to become a leader is one thing, but to become a leader builder is an entirely different thing, guys. And tonight we're going to talk about how to become a leader builder. Okay, the major successes that we have seen in the business has come from when we were going from being a leader, or what we call a soloist in our organization, somebody who performs on at the best level that they can themselves, but from them to multiplying other leaders or building other leaders. Because I heard this once a long time ago from Pastor Kenny Smith. He says, wealth hides itself from people who do it alone, but reveals itself to those who build it with a team. So my job tonight is to help you become a leader builder so you can experience that exponential growth that we talk about, and that's often mythical in some of our businesses. But where do we find leaders? Let's take a look at what makes up the bulk of your team. In your team, if you look at your team is mainly comprised of customers. But where do the customers come from? They were enrolled by consultants who either you or your team recruited in Ambit Energy. Those consultants and their downline are the ones who will be accumulating a majority of your customers. Their role really doesn't matter as much as their rank. Their rank may be a marketing consultant still, but they may have become the recipient of free energy and has brought in 15 customers in your business because they are receiving free energy and they are always interested in making that monthly check, the free energy check. So that's one consultant coming into your business who gets encouraged to become a free energy recipient, brings you 15. What if 10 of those people join your business and they all do that? That free energy recipient is a big customer gatherer for you. They comprise about 90 to 95% of your customers, guys. The people who will get 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe make that first jumpstart bonus, maybe make the second jumpstart bonus. They may not even attain free energy. But what if they bring in 7, 8 customers? If you have an average of a few customers coming in, like 7 to 8 customers coming in from them, you can imagine how many consultants you'll need to bring in a good number of customers in your organization. But the customers are the key to our business. They have to come in for you to generate a residual income. And most of you that's on this call right now, you understand that the power of the residual income resides in the number of people utilizing Ambit Energy. So the bigger the team, the bigger your number of customers. But those people that are bringing in the large number of customers, they may not be team builders. But we're looking in fit. Instead of looking for somebody who is going to bring in 5 customers only and 10 customers only. We're also looking for some people that will come in and build a team. And that building the team is where the birth of the leadership comes in, guys. Okay. So even though they're not aspiring to build business, they may build small teams. They may tend to struggle a little bit. But are they hungry? This is a quality that you need to look for amongst them. If you found a few people that are willing to go get a few customers there, those people who have made that Jumpstart 1, Jumpstart 2 bonus, how many of them are hungry to go to the next level? So you're looking for that hungry person. The hungriest among them is going to be a possible leader in your business. You're looking for the ones that are coachable, that are willing to learn. But the most important qualifying factor that you're looking for in a leader is to find someone that is willing to do the work. How many of them come into your organization and raise their hands? They say, hey, Mayor, I want to be a leader. I will do everything possible. You tell me what to learn, and I will learn that. But they're not willing to do the work. They're not willing to put in the effort that's needed to generate income. So they may learn. They may go attend events. They will go to every BP, every training, every event you ask them to, but they're absent at the last part of the delivery, which is actual work that transfers into customers and consultants, and that transfers into their bank account as a check. Okay, so what you're looking for is the builder. The builder has all three qualities. They are willing, they're hungry, they're willing to learn, and they're also willing to do the work. Builders work the business, guys, and they always want to be part of something bigger. They aspire to be leaders, but they require a few things from you too. So our job, your and my job, would be to give them the requirements. The requirements of a budding builder in your organization is leadership. They need direction, and they need encouragement. And this is not one time, guys. You need to give them that direction and encouragement over a period of time. And it takes a little while for them to grow and become somebody who can do it on their own. So until then, you must give them the leadership. You must give them the direction. You must give them that encouragement. Okay. But they normally have the mindset. You know, the mindset is essential in the business there. They normally have the mindset covered. They have the right mindset, and they're willing to follow the marketing plan. They do the right things to gather the customer. They do the right things to gather the consultant into the business there, guys. Okay. But if they're needing that help, that's going to help them grow to the next level. And our job is to help them go from point A to point B. And that might look at them, or the way it might come across to them is just a promotion. To you, that promotion is essential. If that person is willing to go to regional consultant, and that's where they stop, say, that promotion could be essential to your promotion too, or some other consultant's business promotion there, guys. So guys, they might be small producers, but these builders, these budding builders, are collectively responsible for most of your team growth. When they become a builder and they are helping you build your organization, that will look like only about 5% to 10% of your organization. The builders, it will look like 5 to 10%. So 90 to 95% of the customers are coming in underneath those small builders. And those builders, when they become somebody who's probably getting that RC pin or pushing towards going to senior consultant, that 5 to 10% will determine how fast your organization grows. That will help you find the next level leader, guys. Now you go from the finding leader to a building leader. How do you build leaders then? Okay, building means like, I'm not telling you, you're building them artificially. You're helping them follow a simple plan. And when that simple plan is worked effectively, that plan will generate multiple leaders in depth in your organization. So tonight I'll teach you a little little method I learned a long time ago. This is called the 10-1-100. If you want to write this down, you can definitely write it down. I encourage you guys to write this down. It's called the 10-1-100 plan. And the 10-1-100 plan, when I learned this, it didn't really make sense to me because I was very new to network marketing. And Ambit Energy is my very first network marketing business, guys. So I didn't understand what that meant because I was probably one of the 10 there, but I didn't know at that time who I was. Okay, so the 10-1-100 plan is this simple method of finding leaders and evaluating someone to grow them and groom them and cultivate them so that your team grows from 10 people and each of those 10 people become builders and that those 10 builders in turn become 100. So here's how that grows, guys. Okay, so I'll give you an idea. To help them build, you have to create depth in the organization. To help them build means for them to become a regional consultant and beyond, you have to build some people under them too also. So their first level, when those people come into their first level, that builds your second level. And then when they come into their second level, builds your third level, and so on and so on. So from the beginning, I want you to cast a vision to them. And you see them at a level beyond what they see themselves. They may not see themselves as a regional consultant, but it's your job to help them see that it's possible to become a regional consultant in a very short period of time. So there's 10 builders, 10 people who are good recruiters or semi-good recruiters, but they don't know that the six people that they bring in, if they all go get some customers, they will become regional consultants. You have to show them the plan. You have to quantify to them that if they did this in a short period of time, they could become a fast-track regional. If they did it over a longer period of time, they will become a regional consultant still, but they're still going to have an opportunity to make income, higher income. So you have to groom them and cultivate them. So those 10 people, you could actually work out a recruiting quota with them. A recruiting quota, for some of you guys, it might be a little foreign to you, but a recruiting quota is something that allows an organization to grow at a certain pace. And this recruiting quota does not work for everybody. So I'm going to tell you this, then don't go to a marketing consultant and go tell them this is your quota for the week and you must show the plan this many times or bring in that many people into the business on this week there. It will not work, guys. The recruiting quota will only work for the builders. And these builders will normally jump at the opportunity because they have a sense of achievement that they can only feel when they accomplish a certain goal. And if you don't hold them to it, they're going to be deprived of that sense of achievement. So they're looking at you. Remember, I told you about the direction. They're looking at you for that direction to achieve that goal, that quota that you give them. And don't give them too lofty a goal. Give them something that collectively that they can do it together. That means it doesn't only fall upon them, but it's also their team members. That one person who brought in 5 people or 10 people, if each of those individuals brought in one person or even a half a person, that increases your team size by 5 more people next week. So give them something palatable that you can count on them to make a weekly check. That's a main thing in Ambit Energy, guys. If you are able to generate a weekly income check by the production coming in your business, whether you are doing it yourself entirely or whether the team is doing, you must help the team make that weekly check because that weekly check is the cultivating part of it. It's a culture that you have to kind of cultivate in your business where they're accustomed to making that weekly check. And how do we make a weekly check, guys? We make a weekly check by producing what? Customers coming into your consultants' businesses. So when they go out and gather some customers, they generate a check and their upline generates a check. It's a coded pay. You understand that part there. So if the RC makes a check that week, the senior consultant who is coded to them also generates an $80 check. The executive consultant that is also coded to them generates an $80 check. On a single bonus, that's a substantial amount of money for generating 5 customers or 3 customers in your business, guys. So I want you to understand that the flow of the money comes in from the marketing consultant to the regional consultant, the senior consultant that's coded executive, and goes all the way to the national consultant. So there are six people, including the person that came into the business. There are six people who end up getting the sponsor, gets paid. And of course, the new consultant gets paid too also, guys. Okay, so here's one thing that'll help you create a regular promotion. Okay, these weekly checks create that urgency or that sense of, you know, accomplishment, because they're moving forward. If somebody stays stagnant in the business and does not make that weekly check, that culture dies, guys. Okay, so you want to create that regular promotion in your organization. When you go to a business presentation and you get excited about seeing people coming up to the front, running up to the front to get pinned, and they give that little speech there, you understand how powerful that is to that person. That is their sense of accomplishment. You want to give that consultant that sense of accomplishment of getting that pin, running up to the thing there into the front of the room, from the back of the room to the front of the room there, and getting celebrated by all those people in that room, or whether it's a Zoom presentation. They're getting pinned. They have that sense of accomplishment that you helped them achieve. That builds culture. That builds that promotion culture that you so desire so much in your organization, to create that momentum. Another part that I'm going to talk about just a little bit is how to build a presenter academy in your business. And I'd like you to understand what a presenter academy is first. A presenter academy is a group of individuals who are very adept at showing the plan on a regular basis. And they don't do it just for themselves, but they do it mainly for others. They're mainly senior consultants in our organization that have shown the plan so many times, they've become good at it, or they've mastered showing the plan. And in the days of the flip chart, those are the people who are essential to the growth of the business. But guys, we don't use the flip chart anymore. We have videos to do that. Now you can easily develop a presenter academy. Now, how do you develop a presenter academy? A presenter academy are people who are willing to work for others more than they're just going to do it for themselves. That means when a team needs them, when a team needs someone to show the plan with them, they stand up and they say, hey, come with me, I'll show the plan with you, or I'll go with you to that presentation. It's called the two-in-one. Majority of my business was built by doing a two-in-one. I learned this early on because I was very, very bad at showing the plan. I could not show the plan. I threw in the DVD but never did the three-way, this, that, and I promised people that they could become, you know, a yellow jacket owner. And you know, it just didn't work, guys. I was a marketing consultant, could not recruit a single person for 3 to 4 months' time frame. After 84 people saying no to me, I recruited one person after my fourth month. So that's because I didn't follow that plan. I didn't follow this, and I didn't listen to someone else, and I didn't go with someone to actually show the plan. So that going with someone or even presenting the opportunity together on a Zoom presentation is essential for that new consultant who you just recruited. They don't know how to do it themselves properly, guys. As easy as it was for me to throw in the DVD and have someone on the phone, I still didn't do it. So I want you to understand that developing that core group of people, that is going to help the team. Because as your business explodes, you cannot be everywhere helping every person show the plan. You can't do that. It's just not physically possible. So your team will need the presenter academy to grow fast. And if you draw a curve, and this is something I saw in Eric Worre's teachings in GoPro several years ago, says if you draw a curve, it's a straight line from your x-axis all the way up, that represents basically the depth of your team growing, or the growth of your team, if you build a proper presenter academy. It's unbelievable how fast your team will grow if you have other people in your team helping the people show the plan to more people. Brian always talks about STP, 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 shoulder plan, shoulder plan, shoulder plan. And there are more people who will be showing the plan. It is said that the pace of your team's explosive growth, and you can write this down, is determined by how many capable presenters you have that you've been able to develop in your organization. So I know there are many of you today that are on this call that show the plan on a regular basis, but maybe you don't show the plan for others. Help your team show the plan. Help your team sit in on a presentation together with them. That provides validation for that new consultant to their prospect. That provides validation for the new consultant to show them the business, how the business has achieved anything for them, because your achievement will reflect on their performance. In Steve Thompson's book, Relationship Marketing, A View from the Top, he talks about hundreds of meetings and business presentations that were being shown every week while he was flying from one city to another city, busy himself doing multiple presentations himself for many, many teams. And I think it was at one time it was 400 some presentations that were going on across the country. That is why he's top money earner, guys. That is why your business will explode much faster when you have other people showing the business. Now, I can tell you one thing. The new Ambit app, those of you who have downloaded the app there, I wish all of you had downloaded the app and all of you have signed up for that live there, the Ambit Live. The new Ambit app comes in really handy in developing a new presenter academy for you because it's very simple. The instructions are very clear. It's easy to do. And if you've gone through some of the trainings that Ambit put together, it's entirely easily done by someone who's brand new in the business. You can start the live there, and one can host a live meeting with someone who's less experienced than you. If you're more experienced in showing the plan, you show the plan with someone else, invite their people there, and guess what? Their people will have a better chance at understanding the business because you are there. So last thing I want to mention on the 10-1-100 plan is to create a working session. A working session is what it sounds like. It's a session where you put in the effort, put in the work. Ideally, it's an in-person event, but a virtual working session will work too also. This is a weekly session, and you want to do this in every market you are working in. If you have a leader present, a working session can be conducted by a senior consultant or above. A senior consultant can do the working session while showing onboarding. They're onboarding a new consultant coming into the business. Say a marketing consultant recruited another marketing consultant into the business and they don't have any idea how to get them trained there. They take that person to that working session and a senior consultant can show them how to properly onboard that new consultant. They can answer the questions, the Q&A. Q&A is a hugely important part of a working session, guys, because there will be many questions that will be generated that at a BP you cannot get them answered. So working session is essential for hands-on training, how to show them, how to enroll the customer, how to show the plan properly. Some validation is there necessary for people that are brand new in the business, and a working session allows that to happen. We were doing working sessions in every market that we were in. Every city that we had working sessions in, we were able to develop multiple executive consultants in those markets. And guys, the proof is in the pudding. Last five, 6 years that I've been utilizing, almost 6 years that I've been utilizing, working sessions have helped me generate multiple leaders in every market that we work in. The working session also creates something called relentless momentum. Relentless momentum is this, guys. A momentum, you've always heard that momentum is the best friend that you can have in network marketing. A momentum is where, you know, you couldn't do anything wrong. There was no slow month or slow week or slow day. You always have people coming into your organization. A working session creates that, guys. A working session creates that because whenever you're doing a working session, you include multiple senior consultants from different sides of your organization. When we were doing working sessions in Peoria, I invited people from Champaign and Bloomington and Galesburg and other towns there that they came to that working session. They participated with other senior consultants. There were sometimes 7 to 8 senior consultants present with different teams. And we did multiple sessions. We did a 5 o'clock session, a 6 o'clock session, and an 8 o'clock session. So guys, sometimes you will see that the momentum that's generated out of that working, it's closely working with a brand new consultant to help them build that list, help them call a few people, help them call and set up some appointments there. That's what explodes your business, guys. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about the one part of the plan. I talked about the 10, and we talked a little bit briefly about becoming 100. But what is the one? The one part of the plan is each of those 10 builders that you're helping develop needs to find a builder each. Every one of them needs to find a builder each. And very soon they start duplicating your system. They saw how you helped them become a builder. That core group of 10 builders that you are going to have, they're going to become the feather in your cap. They're the first line of powerful, you know, generals in your army. They may not wear all the 4 stars of the general guys yet. They might just have a 1RC pin. But guess what? They're budding generals. They're going to develop their own army of volunteer people. Now, guys, guess what? They start with this one. Let them find that one builder, and you will see what happens. Something called epiphany will come. Epiphany will come to them. They will realize that they too can do exactly what you did, and they too can duplicate what you did. And very soon, that duplication of the system of 10 builders each will multiply your team to 100 builders in depth. It's not going to happen on the first level. Definitely, it's not going to happen in the second level either, guys. But maybe in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth level, you're going to see there's 100 builders appear in the business. Those builders will also declare a vision like you did. You cast a vision. They will also duplicate you and cast a vision to their team. They will ask people to join their team. They will ask people to influence the enrollment. That means influencing enrollment means that they are able to move the numbers whenever they choose to. They can increase the number of enrollments on a month-to-month-to-month basis. Guys, we have done that, and I have done it over and over and over again with the help of others. I myself could not influence enrollment as 100 people in my organization can. Guys, they will create energy. Those 100 builders, when you get to that 100 builders, I want you to pick up the phone and call me and say, Mir, it worked. It might be a year, 2 years, 3 years from now. But they will create energy and momentum that will be unparalleled in your organization. They will deliver results beyond your wildest dreams, guys. But this success, I warn you, will not come overnight to you. It never does. What if it comes 3 years to 4 years down the road? What if your team is diligent enough to follow this 10 and 100 plan and you develop 100 regional consultants in your organization or seniors in your organization? You will have an organization comprised of 5 to 6 ECs at that time. Executive consultants. You will have an organization comprised of several dozen senior consultants, guys, and hundreds of regional consultants. And what will happen to you guys? You will not be listening to this call and wanting to be a leader at that point. You will be an absolute rock star in ambient energy. You will go from being just trying to climb the ladder and falling and sometimes hurting your knee and hurting your shin, guys, to become the ladder holder. What I call a ladder holder is somebody who's just holding that ladder so someone else in your organization can climb to the heights of their glory. Guys, this will only happen if you attend events and if you take those people to events. Because an epiphany like this does not come just by sitting in the office and then thinking about ambient energy. It comes from attending a training event. And I will be talking about some upcoming training events shortly, guys. But guys, listen, this epiphany is essential for people to grow, become a builder in your organization. Your and my job is to build leadership in our organizations, guys. Not only to become leaders, but you have to become a leader yourself. You have to be accountable yourself to your team. You have to know that they can count on you. Your word is your word, and that is your bond. You have to understand that you have to show responsibility towards your organization to build leadership so that they can duplicate. You have to accomplish you know, what you set out to do, what your goal is. Now, I want you to understand this thing. This cherishing these leaders is important because I want you to cherish those leaders to corporate and consultants. When you get an opportunity to talk about those leaders, guys, bring their name up right in front of them, in front of the corporate, in front of the consultants. Why is that leader needing that validation from you? Because guess what, guys? They will be doing exactly the same thing to their new leaders. It's done by example. You cannot do this thing by just talking about them behind them, saying like, oh, wow, wonderful, I have this gentleman named Jeremy Pickett, who's a wonderful leader, or this lady named Lupita Flores and Aisha McDaney, who are wonderful leaders. You can't talk about them. No, you talk about them in front of the corporate, in front of them. You cherish them. You talk about the consultant in front of other consultants and let them know that this person is blazing a trail. Last week, Brian had David Nunez, and I had tears rolling down my eyes when Brian was exalting David's his accomplishment in his business. His team was doing so well. I am glad that, you know, that Brian did that for David Nunez, because David Nunez must have finished the call feeling like, I mean, I don't know, I was in cloud nine just hearing David's names. So I want you to get them to that level in front of the corporate. And any chance you get to cherish the leaders, it's going to come when you take them to the events. Guys, I'll tell you one thing. I want you to bring wood to their fire. If they have set the fire, don't just come to see them, you know, burn and you know, do well on the business. Bring wood to their fire. Bringing wood to their fire will help these people, guys, to grow to the next level quicker than you can imagine. Guys, but everything is not going to be rosy. So I tell you, in your journey as a leader, you'll often run into uncertainty. Uncertainty can come in many forms, guys. It might be some rule changes or some requirement changed in your market. Your market may not be as competitive as it used to be, or your team desperately requires a direction right now that they are not doing as well as they should be doing. But they're looking at you to have the resolve to help them navigate to a better situation. This is where your experience and training as a leader is essential for your team's survival and success. Leaders, by definition, have followers. But the followers need direction. Direction requires decision. And decision-making requires consideration of options. But the options themselves require dealing with uncertainty. So if you have uncertainty in your business there, deal with it quickly yourself, guys. Deal with it quickly before it gets propagated down the line to your downline where their faith is not as strong as yours. So if you have difficulty dealing with some uncertainties in your market and your organization, seek the help of upline leaders who have come there and dealt with it before. Guys, listen, everything I have dealt with 9 years, guys, Brian has done it 10,000 times. Philip has done it 10,000 times, guys. So if I make one phone call to them and say, sir, what do I need to do now? They will give me not only the step I need to take, but 10 to 20 steps ahead of that too also. They will give me some parts of their, some help or some advice that is not going to be known to me at my current stage of the game. So great leaders become change agents for their business, guys. But you must know what to do. And to know what to do, you have to learn what to do. Because to chart the course for your team, you need to communicate that to the course to your team. Don't catch them by surprise. You'll have to equip them with the proper tools to help them succeed. And you'll have to give them that vision for a better place. Remember, we are in a profession to help others succeed. We don't succeed unless other leaders succeed. So good leaders create a sense of belonging also for everyone in their team. It doesn't matter whether you have one or two in your downline, or you have a tremendous organization of tens of thousands. Some of you here on this call have probably have tens of thousands of consultants in your organization, guys. But do you understand the best way to make sure that everyone in your team feels like they belong? This gets harder and harder as your organization grows rapidly, guys. But there is one simple tip. I learned this from several other leaders in Ambit Energy, guys. Always put yourself in the other person's shoes. Understand where they're coming from. What are their needs? If you put their needs before your needs, you will stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about them. So I'll give you a quick story. This is Napoleon. You know, this gentleman who was wanting to conquer Europe and conquer all the rest of the world. Every night before he was out there, before a big battle, he would take the time to roam around the battlegrounds and the camps and greet every one of his key officers. He knew them by name. He knew them that there were challenges that they were going to face tomorrow that they did not know. But Napoleon did. He knew a little bit about their character. He knew a little bit about their personal lives. He knew that that quick 5-minute chat with them would make them bolder the next day and they would fight harder. They would go to battle because those key officers' fights would be emboldened because Napoleon had that little talk, little chat with them and inquired about them. They knew that they could fight harder because they knew the guy on the top really cared about each and every one of them. So if Napoleon did that and he led a big army, what do you think you and I can do? How would you lead your team? Can you tell me if you know all the names of all the key leaders in your organization, or do you contact them or talk to them on a regular basis, guys? Now, if your team is thousands of people, you might not know all of them. But a little heartfelt greeting, a smile, goes a long way. Take a second and talk to them and say, hey, how are you doing? A quick text, a simple messenger, and just ask them how they're doing. Ask them about what challenges they're facing. And these sort of things, it takes a couple of minutes, guys, but it helped me hugely because my upline did that to me. But my upline was extremely diligent in calling me every day. Every day at 8:30 in the morning, I would get a phone call and ask. There was one question from executive consultant Dale Pogues. Well, he would ask me, he would say, Mir, what are you doing for your business today? What do you need? Can I help you with something? It just took a couple of minutes, and I knew that I had to make my mind right. I could not talk about my dog had to be taken to the vet, or I had to go to the doctor, or any of that. I could talk about only what I was going to do for my business that day. So a couple of questions you can ask that are great for building the business for you right now. What are some challenges that you are facing right now? What if you asked your new consultant, are you facing any challenges right now? And what can I do to help you? Simple questions, guys. Just letting them know that shows them that you care about them. That 2 minutes will go a long way for them to feel that they have someone to relate to call in case of their need. The new distributor feels that, wow, this leader cares about me. And I want your team to know that you care about them. So create that sense of belonging. It's one of the best things that will come in favor for you as a good leader, guys. This will pay dividends down the line because that is part of building that culture. And remember, it's not about you. It's about the people in your team. So I want you to think a little bit differently. I know that, you know, I'm running a little long. I'll be ending it in just a few minutes. Guys, I can tell you, since after you start thinking a little differently about your business, not being yourself as the soloist, I want you to think about becoming the conductor. A soloist is like a cellist or a pianist that does really well. They're virtuosos. They're awesome at their craft. They're fantastic. But all the adoration is just coming to them. But a conductor has many soloists in that orchestra. There are hundreds of people that are being conducted by someone. That conductor does not play an instrument. but he plays the most vital part in the organization of that orchestra so that the music can come out unlike a soloist could do, unless the single soloist can achieve that hundreds of people in unison working together to make something happen. And this business is about being a conductor, guys. So after you hear about this, can you still be the same? I don't think you can be the same tomorrow. I don't think you look at the business like you are a soloist and you'll just go at it alone. Because if you think the same and you hope to be successful, this world is not going to allow you to. Network marketing will allow you not to be successful if you think you can go at it alone, guys. The rules are against going at it alone. So why go at it alone? Why not build a team? Why not build an organization that helps you perform at the highest level because you held the ladder for others to succeed? So in conclusion, I'll tell you a few things. Say, I learned about the subject of leadership a long time ago. In 1998, I read a book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. That book became a kind of my Bible of leadership, guys. I reread that book every year, every time I launch something new, every time I work on something new. And when I first started Ambit Energy, I think it's the second month of the business or third month, I was failing miserably. And I wondered, what could I do? What could I do? A book was always my companion in trying to help me succeed in something, guys, because I learned from the books that you could have a mentor right there beside you because that author took that time to write the book, guys. That author became your mentor. So John Maxwell knowingly and unknowingly became my mentor, guys. Guys, he was my mentor from 1998 till now. I've had quite a few opportunities to meet with John personally, one-on-one, had dinner with him a couple of times too, guys. It was incredible through Ambit Energy what has happened because I learned a few things from that book. I'm not telling you need to learn all the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership and practice. You know, most people can do 6 to 7 laws really, really well. Okay, so learn a few of the laws there. Read that book. It'll help you understand. Because the more I learn about this subject, the more I realize I don't know enough about it. The more leadership experiences I gain, the more I realize that I would benefit from more experience. Because there's no finish line when it comes to improving. And my goal is not a goal. It's a growth plan. I learned that from John, is that you must have a growth plan. A growth plan is bigger than a goal. Guys, Ambit Energy is full of incredible leaders and leader builders. Guys, I mentioned to you about Steve Thompson, Philip Eckhart. Tien Bui is another big leader builder. Guys, he has many, many, many people who have joined the business and became millionaires under him. Carlos Marin is another leader builder. His book made me change course of business, guys. He signed a book when it came out, autographed that book. In a power trip, he gave me that book in my hand. And I read it cover to cover. I read it. My wife read it. She absolutely loves that book. Rigoberto Yepes is another one. That gentleman spent hours, countless hours with me and at 5 stars. And anytime I met Rigo, he would sit down with me and talk about how I could improve my business. Sean Cornett, he went out of his way to have lunch with me to show me how I could improve the business. Justin Title, every chance he gets. 5 minutes with Justin Title will change your game. Guys, Cesar Buffoni is another coach. Alan Johnston, guys, we have had opportunities to meet and talk to each other and understand that these stalwarts of Ambit Energy, they pour into others. They pour into little guys like me to help me try to understand the business. Guys, of course, I cannot leave out the master builder himself, Brian McClure. Guys, these gentlemen, if you get a chance to spend 5 minutes, just a few minutes with them, just ask them, one question, what can I do to get better, sir? Make sure you end it with a sir. Because what can I do to get better? How can you get better? Because if you don't get better, guys, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people that will be wanting to come into your business that will never join because you didn't play the game at the higher level. Guys, but don't forget the incredible leaders that we have in corporate too, guys. Spend some time with them when you get a chance. Daryl, Eric, guys, amazing guys. They cultivate these leaders, guys. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for Daryl and Eric, sir, guys. Sydney, Scott Hudson, Jim Burke, and of course, Kurt Morgan, guys. Guys, they're incredible leaders, guys. And remember I told you that little one thing that sometimes a leader sends you a quick text or a note or something just to inspire you. Their intention might not be just to inspire you. Their intention might be just to check up on you, see how you're doing. I get a monthly text. Every now and then I'll get a text. Sometimes it'll be from Daryl. So Eric sends me a text. Eric says, "Mir, I miss you. I can't wait to see you." Sydney sends me a text letting me know that she's there. She's making it happen for us. Guys, Scott Hudson recently after simulcast sent me a quick note. And it's a sailor. Set your sail. Because he said, "I feel the wind is far back." So I don't know what else to get into, guys, more for you guys to understand that you must give this a chance, a bigger chance. You must work this business because Ambit Energy needs leaders right now. It needs leaders to step up, and you are the leader, guys. If you're listening to this call, you are a leader of Ambit Energy. Guys, there are many, many people that need you right now to step up and say, "Guys, listen, there is only one chance. One chance you need to work this business. Like your hair is on fire, and you work this business now." It doesn't matter what your market is doing. Markets will go up or down. Rates will go up or down. Rates can change. It doesn't matter, guys. Rules will change. So what? It works, guys. The system works for you. The system works for me. The system works for Brian. The system has worked for many, many thousands of other people. So there is no doubt about the system being working. The only thing that you have to ask is whether you want to step up to that plate and become bigger and a stronger leader than who you are right now. Whether you're going to be a solo leader or you're going to be a leader builder. So today, take that rein. Take the bull by the horn, guys, and become the bigger leader. So I appreciate you guys for jumping on the call tonight. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Brian. Thank you. I appreciate that. One of these days, maybe I will ask Brian to do a leadership series, because this gentleman knows more about leadership than just about anybody else that I've known. Guys, it's an incredible honor to be here with you guys. I appreciate it very, very, very much for helping, make Ambit Energy what it is. And let's take it to the next level, guys.